AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland named Jack Smith as special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's investigation into the classified documents found at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, as well as key aspects of a separate investigation involving the Capitol riot and efforts to undo the 2020 election.
He will exercise independent prosecutorial judgment to decide whether charges should be brought. Although the special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
Garland explained why he's doing this.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Donald Trump announced 3 days ago he is running for president. In closing statements in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, prosecutors say for weeks, Rhodes and four others discussed using violence to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And when rioters started storming the Capitol, they saw an opportunity to do it. Rhodes' attorneys have tried to downplay his violent rhetoric in the run-up to January 6th. It's snowing in Buffalo, New York, and it's not expected to ease up this weekend. 4 feet of snow is possible. No surprise for Tina Miller.
We live in Buffalo. It's expected. That's all I could say.
It's lake effect snow. People in some parts of Buffalo woke up to blowing heavy snow, punctuated by occasional claps of thunder. While just a few miles north, only a few inches had fallen overnight, and there were some patches of blue sky. A local coroner says four University of Idaho students who were found dead in a rental house last weekend were stabbed to death in their beds and likely were asleep when the attacks occurred. This is AP News. The sale of beer with alcohol has been banned at stadiums at the World Cup in Qatar.
An agreement had been announced in September for beer with alcohol to be sold within the stadium perimeters before and after games. Now, as senior official Colin Smith says, you'll only be able to get that outside with Budweiser Zero inside.
We will have Budweiser, alcoholic Budweiser and Budweiser Zero available outside the stadium within the perimeter. And then within the bowl of the perimeter will be Budweiser Zero available.
Smith clarifies that Qatar is not an alcohol-free city throughout.
It's available now, obviously, in Qatar also in licensed premises, and that will continue.
A frustration for regular soccer fans could be that champagne, wine, whiskey and other alcohol still expected to be served in the luxury hospitality areas of the stadiums. I'm Charles Duledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.